And coming today, I was praying and said, Lord God, I want to say something that means something, God. I want to say something that is continuing to happen within Summit, Lord God. And the Lord led me today to speak about the Holy Spirit and fire, what that is. And it goes right inside with what God is already doing, praise God. So let's follow him and let's see what he has for us today. Amen. Let's pray for our word. Father, we thank you, God. As always, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for who you are, Lord God. Not only for what you do, but who you are, God. And Father, I thank you that we could praise you and serve you, God, and glorify you today as we sing unto you, Lord Jesus. There's something about singing to you, God. There's something about our praise and worship, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you for the next few moments, Lord Jesus. I thank you that you continue what you started today, Lord God, to change our lives, Lord Jesus, to speak deep things to us, Lord God. And, Father, I just pray, God, we never just want another chapel, another sermon, God, another talk, God. We want to be something that so means something to our life, Lord Jesus, as you always do behind this pulpit, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you for words that come today, God, from my lips, but your heart, Lord God. And I ask, God, that we see you better today. We know you better today. We understand you better today, Lord God, because you reveal yourself today, God, in your holy, true word, Lord Jesus. So, Father, thank you what you're about to do, Lord God. We love you. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Amen. I was so sad a while ago. I was talking to a friend of mine who God used to save me way back when, in 1985. Anybody remember 1985? Yeah, 1985. You read books, right? I know you read books about it. And I was talking to my friend who God used to get me saved, a guy that I used to work with in the world. We were counselors together in drug rehabs in the early 70s in New York City, midnight shift, 8 in the morning. And we kind of grew together in bad things, but he got saved, thank God, and God used him to save me. So I was talking to him about maybe a few weeks ago, and I was so sad. And he was a different guy. He once had that fire within him, that zeal, that intensity for the things of God that so attracted me to the Lord. And after talking to him for a while and having seen him for a while, he lost that fire. He lost that zeal of God. He lost that heart of God. He got caught by the world. He got caught in sin. He made terrible choices, and I felt so down in my heart that someone who was so influential in my life was now so far from what he used to be, living in the world and got divorced and just doing all kinds of terrible things in the world. And I asked him, I says, what happened to you? What happened to you? I said, what happened to that fire of God that you had in you that was so attracted to me and so many others that led me to want to be what you'd want to have what you had? And he just said, he said he let that fire go out. He let that fire of God go out, that zeal, that earnest things for God, that passion for Christ. He let it go out. I said, oh, man. And I just fell on my knees after that and started praying, Lord God, I want you to burn that thing in me, God, more brightly than ever before, Lord Jesus. Burn in me, Lord God. Never let me quench your Holy Ghost fires in me, Lord God. And I went to the Word of God. And I went to the Word of God and said, God, I want to know more about that fire, Lord God. And it's that scripture that we read today in Luke chapter 3 about the whole being baptized in the Holy Spirit and with fire. That fire of God. You know, I was reading the news the other day. Out in California, they got all these big forest fires going on, burning up millions of acres, losing thousands of homes. I think 5 or 6 people passed away. They died. And they were trying to put out all these fires. They had all these big planes dropping off all the chemicals on the fire. They had thousands of firemen fighting and doing it. But one of the greatest techniques that they use to fight these fires is what they call a containment fire. They start another fire around that big fire. They purposely start that fire. And what that does is it contains, and I don't know exactly how it works, but it contains that destructive fire. They start another fire. They call it a containment fire. They set fire here. And somehow when the big fire comes, the containment fire stops the bigger fire. And again, I don't know exactly how it works, but that's a technique that they use. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking about my friend. I mean, as we know, listen, this world is on fire. You look outside these doors, this world is on fire. The fire of sin, the fire of self, the fire of secular humanism. I mean, and it's destroying everything. What's got to be the remedy for the world being on fire? What's got to be the answer? Well, there's got to be another greater fire. It's got to be that fire of God that contains and destroys the other fire of this world. It's got to be that burning desire, that passion for the things of God. That fire of God. And that's what I believe that fire of God is. That power, that presence of Christ inside of us. Through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That zeal for God. That desire for godly things. That thing that burns inside of us, that no matter what is going on in our life, God, God, we're going to press in, God, because we've got something inside of us that we didn't have before, Lord God. We have such a desire for you, God, such a pressing in desire, God, that no matter what we may face, Lord God, we're going to go through it. Why? To something burning in us, God. To something in here that we didn't have before, Lord God. And it's more than just an excitement. It's more just a hunger and thirst for the things of God, that no matter what happens, God, I want you. I want you, Lord God. And I want to go on in the things of God. It's the truth of God's word that dwells in us. No matter what comes against us, it's that truth, that stability of God's word, that God's word is true. I was speaking to doing some marriage counseling yesterday at our church. I was speaking to a couple, and I asked the wife, and they were big trouble. So I asked the wife, I said, what is the foundation of your decisions based on this marriage right now? Because she wanted to leave, she wanted to do this. What are you basing your decisions on? Well, I'm basing my decision on he doesn't do that, he doesn't do this, I want out here, I don't feel this. And no wonder why I went out. Your foundation, your premise is all wrong. The foundation of what you do as a wife or as a husband has got to be what the Word of God says. That's the foundation. From there, you build and grow. But if that's not your foundation, if you're the foundation, there's no hope. But if your foundation is what God says, even sometimes you may not understand it. Even sometimes you may not even want to hear it, because we want to go our own way sometimes. But if you surrender to God's word, that's the answer. Once that's our foundation, that's the answer. And all can come from that, praise God. And that was a revelation to her. And we had a great session right after that. But it's that foundation of the fire of God, that passion, the truth of the word of God. And when we have that in it's got to ignite us. It's got to ignite us as believers. We're not just regular people. We're not. I know some of you haven't been normal for years, but we're not just regular people, okay? We are people of God. We're believers in Jesus Christ, amen? So that means when we have the power of the Holy Ghost inside of us, that fire of God burning in us, that means we go from the ordinary to the extraordinary. That's got to be our life. You know, not just getting up and working. No, there's got to be an extraordinary aspect to our life. We got to go from the natural to the supernatural. To the Christian, I believe the supernatural has got to be normal. The supernatural is God when we pray, when we speak God's word, when we spend time in his presence. There's got to be supernatural things that happen in our lives. Why? We got something inside of us. We got the power of the Holy Ghost. We got that fire that is burning inside of us. I think so many today, I don't know if you've seen it, aren't burning for Christ. Aren't burning for Christ. And I think our generation has done a disservice to maybe the younger generation. We haven't shown many the true fire of God. I think we've shown many a false fire, a fake fire, Showtime, and all this other stuff. But I don't think we have shown many the true fire of God, the true heart of God, the true passion for the things of God. I think I have seen so many times what I call a fireless Christianity, just kind of a normal, rational Christianity, and there's so much more to it than that, so much more to it than that. Word of God says in 1 Samuel chapter 3, when they had the tabernacle and the temple, that there was supposed to be a fire burning inside. Part of the priest's job was to keep the lamp lit, keep the fire lit. They had this oil lamp, and they put beaten olive oil in it, and they would burn this fire. And it signified God's presence, signified the presence of the Lord. And under Eli, if you remember Eli, 1 Samuel, he was a priest with his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, and they were filled with sin. They just weren't the priest they needed to be. And the word of God said that fire started to go out because they weren't keeping the flame of that fire. The fire started to go out. And that was amazing to me because I looked at my life and the life of others. Maybe in some of us has that fire started to go out. That power of God, that love, that zeal for the things of God. And I'm going to speak about sometimes where I think kind of starts to quench that fire. Kind of wants to start that fire. I want you to turn to Luke chapter 6. And we read it today in our prayer time before praise and worship. In Luke chapter 6, right in verse 13, let's go there. Speaking about being baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Let's talk about that for a second, okay? As believers, we're empowered by fire, igniting our lives to live for Christ in such an amazing and special way. But in Luke chapter 3, right in verse 16, start in verse 15. And again, we read it this morning. That's why it was so amazing. It says, now as the people were in expectation and all reason in their hearts about John the Baptist, whether he was the Christ or not. So John answered, this is John the Baptist, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water. that identification with Jesus Christ. But one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to loose, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The Holy Spirit and fire. And verse 17, his winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse out his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn, and the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. What's he talking about? He's talking about when that Holy Spirit comes to be baptized. Jesus is the baptizer. He baptized us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. That's one entity. There's not two separate things. That's one entity. And that fire, when they were in that upper room, those tongues of fire, as we read in Acts, those tongues of fire, when the Spirit came, rested upon each and every one of them. And I was thinking, well, God, if you're going to send you fire, why not one big fire, God? Why not one big fire in the middle? But there were those individual tongues of fire upon each and every one. That spoke to me about that individual anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost. That individual anointing, that now you are anointed with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That passion. That desire for Christ. That no matter what you may be going through. How did Paul hang on to 2x4s when he, three times he was in the ocean and getting whipped and beaten and robbed? What kept him going? Yeah, he loved God, yes. But it was more than that. There was such a desire, passion for God. That God, I'm not letting go of you, God. No matter what I go through, no matter what's going on, God, I'm not going to give in. Why? There's something burning inside me, God. There's a passion for God, that fire of God that keeps me going no matter what I face, praise God. The apostles were baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. And the whole world, as we read Acts, the whole world changed. The whole world changed. They turned the world upside down. And by the way, the world still needs to be turned upside down. How did they do it? Not by their education. Not by their singing. How did they do it? There's a fire of God inside of them. There's a fire of God that kept them going. Even through suffering and sacrifice and even their own sometimes doubts and fears. That fire of God, that determination, that zeal, that hunger, thirst, that desire for the things of God kept them going no matter what. And they would not be turned away. They would not give up and go another way. Why? They had something in them that they didn't have before that, praise God. And I believe it was that fire of the Holy Ghost that came upon each one of them individually, praise God. And God was saying, I anoint you. You have this. You have this power. You have this right now. It's not about the person next to you. You have what it takes right now because you desire it right now. You know, Jesus spoke about John in John chapter 5, verse 35. He said, John the Baptist was a lamp burning and shining. Wow. This guy, John the Baptist, a lamp burning and shining. That's Jesus speaking. That's how I want to be remembered. That's what I want my legacy to be. I don't want, oh, he did this, he did that. I want people to know, oh, that Pastor Angelo, yeah, he was a burning and shining light for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'll take that. I'll take that. That's all I want. But that's how we have to live. God, cause me to be a burning light for you, Lord God. Cause me to be a shining light for you, God. That when people talk to me and see me, whatever, that they see Christ, God. Now, I'm not talking about being a robot and having that fire every day going, oh, I'm getting up today and I'm on fire. Hallelujah. No. But something that is a steady burning thing inside of us. That no matter what you're going through, there's a Christ there. When you pray with people, when they talk to you, you're getting out of yourself. You're getting out of yourself. And people see that. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Jeremiah was tired of speaking the word of God. And again, I'm going to paraphrase that chapter, obviously. But Jeremiah, the prophet, he was tired of speaking the word of God. He's getting beat up. People slapping him around, getting thrown in pits and stuff. So one day he got a little frustrated. And again, you can read it later on. And again, I'm paraphrasing. One day he got a little frustrated. He said, God, I quit. I'm done. That's it. I'm tired of getting beat up. I'm tired of going through this Christian stuff. It ain't for me. And I'm done. Every time I speak a word, they mock me, blah, blah, I'm done. And I can see Jeremiah walking away. I can see him. I'm done, God. I'll see you later. I'm done. I see you. All of a sudden, he stops. I can't walk away. I can't quit. I got this fire in my belly. I got the word of God in me. I can't. And he went right back to doing this thing for God. That fire that burned inside of him. See, I don't know about you, but you ever feel like walking away and giving up? Anybody ever feel like just giving up? Anybody? Be honest. Anybody feel like just giving up? Yeah. 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 Sometimes we feel like that. Maybe we're going through something or things aren't happening the way we thought they would, or maybe a disappointment, a disillusionment, or something that's not going to maybe the way that we thought it would go. And sometimes I don't know. I don't know if I could do this. Oh, I faced that time about 7 years ago when I shared it with you. When my wife passed away, I said, oh, my Lord, how am I going to go on, God? I mean, we were together for 25 years, and we were just so one, you know, and the church, and she was so involved in that, and my children, and, oh, my Lord. And I remember sitting by my chair by my fireplace where I do my praying, and that's my time with God, and I said, God, I can't go on, man. I don't have it. I don't have it. I there's no way I can do it, God. And so maybe I'll hand it off to an associate pastor, God, or call Pastor Carter. He'll get someone from Times Square Church come in and take it over, God. And I was on my way out. But I remember sleeping that night when I made my decision to leave. I remember sleeping that night, and I couldn't sleep. I could not sleep. And I really knew what it felt to have that thing burn inside. And the only thing I say is, God, I can't go. I love you. I love you. And I kept saying that. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I was crying, not because of missing my wife. I was crying because I was so in love with him. I can't walk away, God. Somehow you got to figure this thing out, God. Somehow you got to make it work, Lord God. I ain't going anywhere, God. Why? There was a Holy Ghost fire inside of me. Not just anybody who wants that. There was a Holy Ghost fire that says, I ain't going anywhere, God. I want my life to be about you no matter what happened. Because it's not about me, God. It's about your kingdom, God. It's about those around me, God. See, when those apostles got baptized in the Holy Spirit with fire, two things happened. Among many other things, two main things happened. One, they had such a desire for Christ. Such a desire for Christ. And had such a desire for souls. Such a desire for people. Peter got up and said that amazing sermon. 3,000 got saved. Philip translated to the Ethiopian. The Ethiopian got saved. Paul did it. I mean, such a hunger for God's people to get people saved. That's what the fire of God does. You can't walk by people anymore. You can't ignore people anymore. You can't just give them a how you doing? And no, there's something in, I got to talk to somebody. I got to pray with somebody. There's something there that happens to us. And we don't just walk away anymore. There's something that goes on inside of us that changes everything. Changes everything. I remember when the two men were walking away from, walking to Emmaus, walking away from Jerusalem. When Jesus died on the cross, they were discouraged. They were walking away. You know the story, Luke 24. Here comes Jesus. He talks to them. And once they realized it was Jesus, and again, paraphrasing the story, once they realized it was Jesus, Jesus disappeared. And one guy said to another, hey, we're talking to Jesus. What was that burning in our heart? Was your heart burning like my heart was burning? What didn't our hearts burn when we were talking to him? And in the presence of Jesus, there was a burning inside of them. I say, what was that thing that was here that I felt it? It wasn't just Ajna. It was a Holy Ghost burning inside. It was something deeper than that, praise God. Because they had that desire inside of them. That burning thing for God. I want you to turn to Leviticus chapter 6. A book that we always go to every single day. Right. Leviticus chapter 6. In Leviticus chapter 6, there's a little story here that I want to start to briefly speak about before we close. And I just want to encourage you today about this fire of the Holy Ghost. But here's a symbol of what I'm speaking about. It's a foreshadowing of what I'm speaking about. In Luke chapter 6, right in verse 8, follow as I read. I'll be reading from the New King James today. Leviticus chapter 6, right in verse 8. It's a brief story about the light on the altar. Verse 8, and then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, they were the priests at the time, this is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the hearth, upon the altar all night until morning, and the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment and his linen trousers, and he shall put on his body, and take up the ashes of the burnt offering, which the fire has consumed on the altar, and then he shall put them beside the altar. Verse 11, then he shall take off that garment, put on the other garments, priestly garments, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. Verse 12, and the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it, and it shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn it on the fat of the peace offerings. In verse 13, a fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. And when God led me to it, I said, God, that's us. That's us, God. I don't want our fire, that Holy Ghost fire, to go out, God, to be quenched, God. I don't want that to go out, God. So we have part of this. The Holy Ghost gives us that, but we have part of it. God, I want to continue to desire that fire, Lord God. I want to continue to desire and want that passion for the things of God, Lord God. And I don't want that to go out. But it says here that fire should always be burning. And sometimes I ask, where's our fire for the things of God? Where is that sometimes? How are we doing just maintaining that and seeking God and having our prayer time and our fellowship and wanting that fire to burn? Because it's so easy to lose that sometimes. It's so easy to quench that sometimes. Just don't want it. Just don't want it. God, I don't want that, God. I want to live a worldly life or a fleshy life, Lord God. And sometimes the Word of God says, as we just read, it says, I want you to keep that fire burning. He says, I want you to take the ashes away. Anybody here ever have a wood stove, know what a wood stove is? Anybody at all? We live in a Poconos. We had a lot of wood stoves, and you got to always clean it out because after the wood burns on the bottom, you got all these ashes. And if you don't clean the ashes out, the fire can't burn right. It's not getting enough oxygen. So the Word of God says, you got to get rid of some of the ashes. If you want that fire to burn bright, and God will do that. Okay, then one thing that we have to do is, okay, let me clean out the ashes. And what does that mean? Okay, God, I got ashes in my life, God. I got maybe my past, God, trying to come upon me, God. Ashes could be sin. Ashes could be an ungodly relationship. What is God saying to you? Listen, you got to get some out of the ashes of your life. You got to be willing for God to cleanse you and wash you and get rid of those ashes. Why? So that fire can burn brightly in you. Sometimes God may be saying, you may have to stop some relationship with ungodly people. You may have to stop going to some places you've been going to. Maybe you got to stop doing some things that you were doing that God says, stop doing that. What it does is produces ashes. Who do you hang with? I'm talking about like when you go home and things like that. Who do you hang with? I mean, as I told you, I used to work in drug rehabs in the early 70s in New York. 72, 73, and my job was midnight to 8 in the morning. I had to keep the patients in and all the prostitutes and drug addicts out, and that was my job. And it got really violent every once in a while. That was my job, it's a whole nother story. But no matter what, when someone new came into the facility, no matter what, they came into the facility, and if they wanted to get sober, there were people there, obviously, who could help them. But if they didn't want to get sober, what they would do is they'd come into the facility and they'd look for all those people who had a negative attitude. They'd look for the people, and there were some people there who had just a negative attitude. They'd badmouth staff. They'd talk about getting high. They'd do all these things, and they had such a negative attitude. And when some new people came in with the same attitude, they gravitated right to them. And at some point, if they didn't change, you all had to go. They got in what I call a negative contract. People who suck you into a negative contract, let me tell you something, just as a rule of thumb. You'll always find somebody who has the same attitude you do. If you have a great attitude, you hang around with the same people who have the great attitude. You got a terrible attitude, where you gossip, murmur, complain, do this or that, you'll find people in the exact attitude. And I'm going to tell you something. Those people who want you with them, they don't care a lick for you. Don't be fooled. They don't care a lick for you. They don't care nothing about you. All they care about is having somebody down and dirty with them. That's all they care about. They don't care about you. They don't care about how you feel. Don't get fooled by that. You'll always find someone to have the same attitude you do. And if it's that negative attitude, if it's that negative thing, that can be destructive for everybody. Don't fall into that. Who do you hang with? I want to hang with people. And I thank God. I want to hang with people who love me enough to tell me when I'm off. To tell me that I'm doing something wrong. But I want that from my elders, my deacons, and those around my family, especially my family. My daughter tells me all the time. But I want those people. I want that. I don't want yes people. Hey, you're doing good. I don't want people who say, oh, you know what Pastor said the other day? He was so off in the bed. He always does that. He talks so loud, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hang out with that. I don't want that. What should we hang with? Hang with those who can pick you up and feed your life. Those who are going to speak Christ into your life. Watch out for negative contracts, what I call them. Watch out for that. Because maybe that produces ashes. And the fire of God can't burn brightly if you're surrounded by ashes. And maybe God is saying, listen, maybe part of the reason why you're not burning as brightly as you should, there's some ashes in your life. You're not getting rid of. You're holding on to them. For whatever reason, you're holding on to some of those ashes. Whatever it may be, God's saying, let it go. Let it go. I want you to burn for me. Let it go. Let that past go. Let that sin go. Repent. Give it to God. Let some of those things go that are slowly pulling you. Let that heaviness go. Give God, I give it to you, God. Help me with it, God. Those feelings, those pains, those angers, those fears. God, I want to give those to you. Help me, Lord God. And he will help you because he wants that fire to burn bright. The Word of God says, as we just read, not only did they have to get rid of the ashes, what did they have to do? They had to put wood on the fire. They had to put wood on it to keep it burning, to keep the light burning. What's wood? Wood are the things of God. Prayer. The Word, fellowship, repentance, the good things of God, praying in the Holy Ghost as those who are baptized in the Spirit. That's putting wood on the fire, hanging around with those people who can speak into your life, loving God, spending time with them, intimacy. Those are all things that cause our fire to burn. I don't want to hang out with the ashes. God, I want my life to be burning and shining an example of light, Lord God. So sometimes I'm going to put wood on the fire. Obedience, faith, trust, that puts wood on the fire. Prayer, the Word of God. Brokenness, submission, surrender puts wood on the fire. Unforgiveness adds to the ashes. Bitterness, heaven adds to the ashes. And we can go to God and ask for help for each one of these. Forgiveness puts wood on the fire. Serving God, it puts wood on the fire and we start to burn. We start to burn for God. Keeping our eyes on Jesus. Moving ahead, not looking back, not looking back. I believe that some of you here today, the thing that's stopping you is you're looking back too much. And I'm not underestimating what people have done, no. But you're looking back too much. You're not looking forward. And you're having a hard time letting that stuff go. Pray, ask for God's help. Ask for the Holy Spirit to help you with that. If you need counsel, get counsel for that. Let it go. Why? God needs you to burn for him. You got gifts. You got abilities. I was so happy. I was happy when Pastor Teresa spoke about learning about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You got gifts. Don't sell out by hanging on to the past, hanging on to bitterness, hanging on to heaviness, hanging on to control. Let it go. Trust God, so you can so burn for him. There's a joy in burning, even in suffering. There's a joy in burning. I want to close with this. Could the keyboard player come up just for a minute as we close? I know our time is. Give me two more minutes. What does fire do? What does fire do? What does that Holy Ghost fire do? You know what it does? We just read it in Luke chapter 3. Fire burns away chaff. It burns away chaff. We just read it in Luke chapter 3. Fire burns away chaff. You know what that means? That if you allow God to ignite you, if you allow the Holy Spirit to ignite you and receive all that the Holy Spirit wants for you, and don't fear it, don't try to control things, you can't. But if you want all that God has for you, you'll know what's chaff in your life and what's important. When you've got the burning life of the Holy Ghost in you, you'll know what's important and what's not important. You'll know what you've got to let go of that's not going to do any good, and you're going to know what you need to hold on to. You're going to know the important from the unimportant. So many people spend so much time on unimportant things and so little time on the important things. When you get that fire, the Holy Ghost burned in you, you're going to know the difference between, hey, this is what I need in my life, this is what I don't need in my life. And you'll be willing to let those things go. Why? The Holy Ghost will show you. Because it burns away chaff. And we all got chaff in our life. The things kind of that we don't need. Not the real wheat, the byproduct of it. We got way too much chaff in our life. God, burn in me, Lord God. Holy Spirit, burn in me. That I'm going to cling to what's important in my life and let go of what's not important in my life, God. The fire of the Holy Ghost will do that. What else does fire do? Well, we know fire is a light. And fire guides us. The Holy Ghost will guide you. I don't think you'll have to ask where you are or what's my journey, Lord, or what do you want me to do. When you go to that Holy Ghost burning inside of that fire of God, you're going to know which way to go. It's going to speak to you. You're going to know what decision to make. Why? You got something inside you. Because those decisions don't come from the outside in, comes from the inside out. It comes from the life of the Holy Ghost right here. That burning of the Holy Ghost. You'll know which way to go. You'll know your purpose. You'll know what you need to do in certain situations. Why? You got the guiding right here. You got that fire burning right here, praise God. Well, I love this one. What does fire do? Fire of the Holy Ghost? Fire provides heat. I love that. I love being warm. But what does it mean? The fire of the Holy Ghost will melt away your hard heart. Will melt away sometimes the stubbornness that we have. That fire will, the Holy Ghost will melt away those hard places of our heart, and we all got them. Those hard places where we protect certain parts of our heart, or we'll give God some of this stuff, but some of the deeper places, the harder places, we tend not to give that to God. We tend to hold on to it or ignore that it's there. What the light of the Holy Ghost does, what the fire does, it starts to melt away a hard heart. That's what he did in me. I was so stubborn. Oh, my Lord. I was so hard with people, unforgiving. He melted my heart. When I got baptized in the Spirit, I think I spent 3-4 days asking forgiveness for people. He melted my heart. Let that fire melt your heart. Let it melt your heart. It's okay. He knows how to do it. Let it melt your heart. And just two more. What does fire, the Holy Ghost, do? Fire produces change. Ever see a house burn down? After the fire, don't look the same. Ever see a campfire? You put nice fresh logs on a campfire, after they get burned up, it don't look the same. Fire produces change. Fire of the Holy Ghost changes the composition of something. You know what the fire of the Holy Ghost will do? Changes. God, change me. Change me, God. Take out what's not working, God. Change me, God, as I surrender and submit to you. Change me, God. I bet if we went one-on-one with everybody, including me, and I said, what's one thing that you know you need to change as you grow in your walk with God? What's one thing that the Holy Ghost would put his finger on that says, I really want you to change this? Let me help you. Let me do it. I want to change you. What would that be? Don't raise your hand. I don't want to know. But what would that be? What would that be? What's the Holy Ghost saying right now? I want to help you change this. Because I love you. That fire of God changes the composition of something. And it changes who we are. And last, I want to end with this. If we had a big fire right here, and everybody had a candle, okay, each individual candles, and your candle was lit, so I said, okay, come up here, guys, and put your flame on this big flame right here. We had a big candle here. I want you to get your flame, each one with Kevin Line, put your flame right on this candle here. So, and then blow your candle out, and we'll have a big flame here. Okay. If we did that, would you know what part of the flame is your fire? You know what I mean? If we had a big candle up here, and we each went to our candles that were lit and added our flame to this big flame here, and then we blew our candle out, would you know where your flame is? No. Because once you put your flame there, you can't tell where your flame is. It becomes one big flame, right? Fire of God produces unity. Unity. Oneness. God hates division. Hate division. Hate the things that would separate each other. And allow the fire of the Holy Ghost to unify you. Yes, sometimes, but even people who have hurt you. Yeah. Sometimes it with people that maybe you don't really want to be with. But there's a fire and unity of the Holy Ghost. No more discrimination. No more separateness. We're one. We're brothers and sisters. We're one. One Spirit, one Christ. We're one. No more division. And that Holy Ghost fire will produce unity. Praise God. Praise God. I hope something I said made sense today. I hope something I said added on to what happened yesterday. That the fire of the Holy Ghost has got to burn in us. And we've got to desire that. And my prayer today is going to be this as we close right now. Lord Jesus, maybe even taking off what happened yesterday. And I don't know exactly so. But maybe our prayer is going to be, Lord God, today, kindle that fire in me, God. I've been feeling weak, God. I've been feeling maybe distant from you, God. Maybe I've been letting the ashes of what I'm going through kind of snuff out some things in my life. God, today, God, kindle that fire in me, God. God, blow on the embers inside of me, God. And let that fire burn in me, Lord God, not only today, God, but every day of my life, Lord God. And let me never quench the fire, Lord God, of your Holy Spirit, God. Never let me do things, God, that would put out that fire, God, or walk away from it, God. But let me tend it every day with the wood of your love, Lord Jesus. Let me tend that fire every day, God, by serving and in prayer and being intimate with you, God, time with you, God. Help me get rid of the ashes, God, that would quench and snuff out the fire in me, God. Whether it's unforgiveness or bitterness, whatever it may be, Lord God. But today, Lord Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, even for those who are baptized in the Spirit, God, kindle that fire in me, God. Kindle that fire in me, God. And let it burn for you, Jesus. Let it burn for you like never before, Lord God. That no matter what I face, I'm not going to get off track. I'm not going to get distracted, God. I'm not going to get caught up in things, Lord Jesus. But I'm going to burn for you, God. I want my life to burn for you, Lord Jesus. Everything else, God, we'll figure it out, God. And we'll learn and we'll grow, Lord God. But today, Lord God, burn that in me, Lord Jesus. Burn deep within me than ever before, Lord God. And Lord, I need you to do that today. In Jesus' name. If that's your desire, if that's you, I do want you to get out of your seat. Come forward, and we're going to pray that today in Jesus' name as we continue to pray that. If that's your desire, just come out and see. God, burn in me, God. My fire is low, God. Too many ashes, God. God, that's our desire, Lord God. It's not just a song, God. It's a prayer, God. It's not just a song. It's a proclamation today, Lord God, that we so want you, God. And however you work that in our life, God, we'll leave that to you, Lord Jesus. But fire, cause us to burn for you, God. Cause us, God, to remove the ashes that would hinder that flame today, Lord God. Whatever it may be, Lord God, we give it to you. We give it to you, Lord God. And I ask today, Lord God, you be the wood, God. You are the igniter of our souls, Lord Jesus. And God, help us to burn for you, not only today, God, but every day of our life, Lord God, even as we grow old, Lord God, in the days ahead, God, that it can be said of us as it was said in John, God, that we are a burning and shining light for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, that you use us, God, to turn this world upside down, Lord God. Use us, God, to reach souls, Lord God. But it starts right here today, Lord God, yesterday, Lord God, in that baptism of the Holy Ghost and with fire, Lord God. That passion, that desire, that hunger, that thirst, God, that zeal, God, for the things of God. Let it burn, Lord God. Let it burn deep, Lord God. Let it burn away the ashes, God, all the other things, God. And let it burn brightly in us, God. Father, we need you, Lord God. Oh, God, cleanse us right now, God. And let that fire of your love, God, burn brightly. And Lord, we want to say today, right now, we love you. We love you, God. And God, it's that love that burns in our soul, God. It's that love for you that burns, God. That'll never go out, Lord Jesus. That'll be the mark of our lives, Lord God. We love you. We love you. We love you. So every day, Lord God, burn in us, Lord Jesus. Show us the ashes. We'll give them to you, Lord God. But help us keep that wood on that fire, Lord God. And burn for you, God. To love you and to love one another, Lord Jesus. Burn today like never before, God. Burn deep. Burn deep. Rekindle that fire. In Jesus' name.